I'm here with Susan Thomas, president of the Madison Library Foundation. We're here to talk about the foundation's essay writing contest to celebrate the centennial of the Madison Library. Thank you for joining me, Susan. So the first question I had for you is, what is the library writing contest?
So as a library foundation, which is an organization that supports the Madison Library with, you know, extra funding as we raise funds, we wanted to celebrate the centennial of the Madison Library District this year by asking people to share their experiences with the library. So we have an essay writing contest that has prompts for adults and teens and children so they can share some of their ideas and their experiences.
So there's no age limit to the contest then?
All ages are welcome to participate. The prompts are a little different for each group, but we'd love to hear from everyone, especially people who have a long history with the library. We'd love to know how it's, blessed their lives in their lifetime here.
Okay, so if this is a contest just for the centennial, to celebrate the centennial of the library, does this mean that this is the first time this contest is taking place?
Yeah, this is the first time. If it goes really well, it would be great to continue having an essay contest because we'd love to always hear about people's experiences with the library. But this is the first time we've done it, and we're doing it for this celebration.
What are the guidelines for the essays? Any regulations?
Yes. All of the information about this contest can be found on our website, which is madisonlibfound.org. And if you go there, you can get the details about it. But for the adults, we have a prompt that is a couple prompts, actually. How has the Madison Library been special to you or someone you know? And or what are your favorite stories or memories of the Madison Library? Winners in this adult category will, the top winner will receive $100. $100 for 100 years, we thought was a nice correlation. And then there's a second place prize of $50 and a third place prize of $25. The teen category prompt is, what does the Madison Library mean to you? And top three selections will receive some cash and coupons. And then the child category allows for a story or a picture if a child would like to draw a picture. And I should say that the children is up to age 3 to 12. And the teens were 13 to 17, and adults are 18 and over. So that's how the categories line up. And children, the child's category is, what is your favorite thing about the Madison Library and why? And those children winners will receive local goodies and coupons.
And when do people, I'm a student reporter, so I kind of have students on the brain, but when do people need to submit their essays by?
The deadline is November 30th. The actual centennial of the library is in December 28th. So we'll be announcing winners after the beginning of the new year. So we'd like to receive those by November 30th.
When do students enter the, or how do students enter the contest? Excuse me.
And then if you go to madisonlibfound.org, there's an entry form. There's a link to an entry form and our email address. And so you can fill out the entry form and send your entries to our email address.
And where should students go if they have students? Where should people go if they have any questions about the contest?
The same location, madisonlibfound.org. You can also submit questions to that email address that's listed there, madisonlibraryfoundation@gmail.com, and we can answer more specific questions there.
Perfect. That's all the questions I have for you. Do you have any other comments or anything you'd like to mention?
Yes, I'd just like to say that, especially you're talking about students, I teach on campus. I teach English and humanities, and I always mention to my students, we have a library in town. We have this wonderful library on campus, but we also have a really great library in town. And I encourage them to go check it out. They have so many resources there besides just great places to study. They have computers. They have great librarians that can help with questions. They have great DVD collection. So if they want to go get some movies to watch, they have good, really great programming for all ages, from adults down to children and teens. So people who have children can take them there for story times or for activities. And as a library foundation, we just support whatever the library needs extra help in. Summer reading programs. There was a wonderful puppet show this year that they brought in that we helped them to fund. And there's actually the best, well, not the best thing. One of the great unknown gems is there's a used bookstore in the library, and this is really where we raise a lot of our funds. People donate books to the library, and then it's called the Wishing Well Book Store, and people can find some great books there for extremely good prices. So I just want people to know about the library and the wonderful resource it is here in our community.
That all sounds great. Thank you. I didn't even know, so I'll have to go and check it out. I love used bookstores.
It's right by the Tabernacle. So okay. The Tabernacle has great things going on, the arts program in the city, just wonderful things happening right now.
Well, thank you so much for letting us all know that, and thank you for your time. I really appreciate it. This has been an interview with Susan Thomas, president of the Madison Library Foundation, about the Library Foundation's essay writing contest to celebrate the library's 100 years of service to the community. Thank you, Susan, for joining me, and thank you all for listening. Be informed, be inspired. This is BYU Idaho Radio.